Merry Christmas, everyone. What are we looking for this Christmas? Wow, that's really loud. Toys, clothes, family, maybe a relationship, peace of mind. Or are you looking for that gift that you picked out last August that you can't remember where you put it? We search for a lot of things at Christmas time, the right decorations, the last parking spot, etc. At first Christmas, many people missed it because they were looking for other things. The politicians missed it. Business community missed it. Even the religious establishment missed it. The only people who were enjoying the first Christmas 2,000 years ago were the people who were actually looking for it. The angel said, "You'll find the baby wrapped in clothes, laying in a manger." The shepherds responded, "Let us go and see." The shepherds found Jesus because they were looking and knew where to look for him. The wise men later found Jesus because they were looking for him. What are you looking for this Christmas? What are you going to find? You might find what you're looking for. Toys, sure, but they'll break and wear out. Clothes, the same thing. Relationship, we're all broken people, and broken things need more than just something else that's also broken. Happiness, yes, maybe for a period, but what about eternity? Three things that you can find this Christmas. You can find forgiveness. Today, a Savior is born to you. Luke 2:11. Savior, that's what Christmas is all about. Why do we need one? Heaven is a perfect place. It is perfect. Because of that, only perfect people can go there. If God let imperfect people in, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. I can't get in, not on my own. I lost my chance at perfection a long time ago. We can't get in on our own accord, but we can get in on Christ's. If our greatest need had been information, God would have given us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have given us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been for pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need is for forgiveness, so he sent us a Savior. If you're looking for forgiveness, you can find it in Jesus Christ. Acts 10:43 tells us, all the prophets testify about him, that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. What you can also find is peace of mind. Psalm 119, verse 165 tells us, abundant peace belongs to those who love your instruction. Our world really doesn't understand peace. They didn't know what peace looked like when the angels announced that it had come to Bethlehem, and most still don't know it today. For some, peace is drinking until everything is numb, or hopping from one relationship to another to fill the void. Peace for a few means staying so busy that they just collapse at the end of the night, so that they don't actually have time to think about their fears, the purpose, and meaning in life. Real peace of mind is having a relationship with Jesus Christ and being part of God's family, knowing that no matter what, God will never stop loving me, knowing that he will never leave me alone. Real peace is living by God's word and seeing that word become a part in the lives of our families. Three things that can rob us of our peace are guilt, grief, and grudges. Guilt can be taken care of in forgiveness. Grief, you may be in great pain, emotional or even physical. You may remember losses, especially this time of the year. Your grief robs you of peace. I am sorry for your pain and loss. I am sorry that we live in a world marred by sin, that so many of us are harmed by a broken physical world, our own broken bodies, pain caused by our own sin, and pain caused by others' sin. You are not alone. God cares about your pains. He doesn't ask you to carry it yourself. He wants to help you carry your pains and your griefs. So much so that Jesus came to earth so that he could actually experience what we experience. Grudges can rob us of our peace. For your own peace of mind, we must learn to forgive others and let go of hurt. You might say that I can't forgive, that it hurt too much. You're right. Only Jesus Christ can give us the power to forgive, because he is the forgiver. The last thing you can find is eternal life. Did you know that Christmas is coming? I think all of us are for the most part prepared for this point. Christian financial teacher Dave Ramsey has some funny expressions as he encourages people to plan financially for Christmas. You're out buying presents with credit cards. did your 2018 calendar somehow leave December 25th out of it? When you asked Alexa, how many days until Christmas? She didn't respond, I don't know. We're prepared somehow for Christmas. Have you prepared for eternity? Rick Warren phrases it this way. We're going to spend a lot of our time on the side of death after we're dead during eternity. Only a fool would go through life totally unprepared for something he knows is inevitable. Christmas is about preparing for eternity. If you'll look for everlasting life, you'll find it in Jesus, and only in Jesus. John 3:15 tells us, everyone who believes in him has eternal life. The miracle of Christmas is not in 34th Street. It's in Bethlehem's manger and Jerusalem's cross. Through Jesus, God offers your forgiveness for your past, peace of mind for the present, and a solid future in eternity. We read a few verses earlier about light and darkness. What are you looking for this Christmas? Does it feel like you're stumbling in the darkness? When we're stumbling around in the darkness looking for something, we don't need the item we're looking for. We need the light. Isaiah 9:2 and 9:6 tells us, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. For a child has been born for us. A son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. We need Jesus, the true light to shine into all of our searches in life. What are you looking for this Christmas? Maybe who are you looking for? You just might find him. Don't leave the greatest gift of Christmas unwrapped and unknown. Yes, the shepherds went to Bethlehem looking for a Savior, but don't forget, he came as a baby in the manger because the Savior was looking for you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:12.